With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a Pennsylvania judge extended mail ballot voting near Philadelphia after Donald Trump's campaign filed a lawsuit. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports from Pennsylvania.
The Trump campaign sued after voters who waited in line for a mail-in ballot were told to go home after the 5 p.m. deadline. A judge sided with the former president and said Bucks County voters who want to apply for an early mail ballot now have until Friday. It was the latest election dispute here in Pennsylvania. Earlier this week, Republicans asked the U.S. Supreme Court to block thousands of provisional ballots that arrived without mandatory secrecy envelopes. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Bedford County, Pennsylvania.
Attacks from both Hezbollah and Israel's forces claim victims. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities in northern Israel say at least five people have been killed by projectiles fired from Lebanon, including four foreign workers. It's the deadliest such attack since Israeli troops invaded Lebanon earlier this month to battle the Hezbollah militant group. Hezbollah has been firing rockets, missiles and drones into northern Israel for more than a year, drawing retaliatory strikes. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has warned people to evacuate from more of southern Lebanon as airstrikes across the country killed at least eight on Thursday and an Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank killed three people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A moving company representative and lawyers were expected to be given access to Rudy Giuliani's Manhattan apartment after he missed a deadline to turn over belongings to two former Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation lawsuit against him. On Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow was down by 378 points. This is SRN News. Latinos are the fastest-growing group of American evangelicals.
According to the Pew Research Center, 15% of them identify as evangelical Protestants now. They are an influential voting bloc, particularly in swing states, and both parties are vying for their votes in a year when margins are expected to be thin. Among all evangelicals, Latinos are the fastest-growing group. About 50% of them identify as Republicans, 44% Democrat. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier has visited the site of a Holocaust museum being built in Greece as he began a three-day state visit. Steinmeier visited the site near an old railway station in Thessaloniki from where tens of thousands of Jews were transported to Nazi concentration camps during the World War II German occupation of Greece. More than 90% of the country's once flourishing Jewish community died in the camps. This is SRN News. A new poll suggests most Americans are feeling anxiety heading into Election Day.
7 in 10 Americans who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're feeling anxious or frustrated about the 2024 presidential campaign. Only one-third say they feel excited. Even though the 2020 election happened during a deadly pandemic, some voters say they're even more anxious now than they were 4 years ago. About 80% of Democrats say they're anxious about this election. A little more than 66% of Republicans say they're anxious about this election. Donna Water, Washington.
There's increased security at a downtown Detroit convention center ahead of next week's presidential election. Metal detectors are located at the entrances to the hall where the ballots will be counted. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.